That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, although Abner revealed yesterday that he was the one who had taken the circus money, no one outside of Cedric knows this, and the search goes on for Zenora and her brother. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Squire in the office wagon looking over a list of new acts for the circus. Listen.
Well, now, Lum, here's another act that's at liberty. Cato and his seven singing coyotes. Sensational crowd gather. Packs them in.
Coyotes?
Yes, features patriotic songs, ideal for carnivals, tent shows, 4th of July celebrations. Does that sound any good?
Well, I don't know, Squire.
Well, now, singing coyotes would be quite a novelty, Lum, but I hardly think it'd be good enough to replace that bareback riding act of Zenora's.
Squire, I'd rather you wouldn't mention her name around me, please, if you don't mind.
Here's another one, the Flying Zucharino Brothers. New sensation. Only trapeze act using invisible trapeze. Gives impression of actually flying. Plenty of thrills. Now, there's something we might try to get, Lum.
Squire, maybe we better just get out of the circus business.
Get out of it?
Yeah, the way things has turned out, I don't know. Maybe we better give it up.
Well, Lum, we're doing fine. Haven't had a bad day yet. We packed them in the Walden yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
And but now that nobody's stealing the receipts anymore, while we stand to make ourselves a little money. What do you think about trying to get in touch with the Flying Zucharino Brothers?
The what?
The act I was telling you about.
Oh, damn.
Of course, now, wait a minute. Now, here's another one we might consider. Lady Minerva, the Mirror Maid. Only Mirror Maid to be shot from a cannon.
Huh?
Lands in only 2 feet of water, comes up with the American flag on her dorsal fin. Well, say, I believe Lady Minerva might be a better drawing card than the Flying Zucharino there.
It sounds good. Leastways, if she's a mermaid, she can't get up and walk away with the money like that Zenora done.
Well, Lum, she's not actually a mermaid. They just fix her up to look like one, you know.
Couldn't they get a real one?
Well, Lum, there isn't such a thing.
Oh, well, I never thought they would, hardly. I saw pictures of them, but I never seen one in the flesh. They're in the scales, I reckon you'd say.
Sensational Seal Act.
Huh?
Hot-lipped Homer, the Henry Bussey of the seals, plays 5 different tunes, all popular. Only seal that can triple tongue. Can sit in with the band when not performing.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, could save the price of a musician there. Wonder what the union ruling is on seals.
What'd you say, Squire?
Oh, nothing. Well, what do you think, Lum? Which one of these acts sound the best to you?
Well, that mermaid one sounds pretty good to me. Of course, you know way yonder more about the show business stuff than I.
Yeah, Hot-Lipped Homer sounds pretty good.
There comes Abner. We better get his opinions on it. After all, he's a half-owner of the circus, you know.
Yes, who's that with... Oh, Ben Withers with him, Aaron.
Ben?
Yes.
Granny's maybe he's got a report on Zenora and her brother. Or maybe he's catched them.
I doubt that.
Howdy, Ben. You got any good news to report?
Fine. How are you, Lum?
Say, Squire, the sword swallower wants to see you. I think him and the fire eaters have another squabble.
Oh, me, I wish they'd get over their jealousy of one another.
Well, you better get over there. The sword swallower claims the fire eaters threatened to sprinkle pepper on his swords.
Pepper?
Yes, that's too bad.
It'd be worse than quinine.
Yes, well, I better see what I can do about it. I'll get right over there. See you men later.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Granny's alum would be bad to put on one of them swords, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, it would.
Couldn't get the sword out.
Don't mention that to the fire eater. He'll do it.
Well, what have you found out so far, Ben?
Well, I and the sheriff's office have made a very systematic search, Lum, and we've found very little trace of Zenora and her brother or their horses.
Well, they left their horses here.
Yes. And outside of that, I don't have a whole lot to report on the case.
No, you don't.
It's just as though they vanished in thin air.
Yeah.
In thin air.
Well, Grannies, I think we ought to get the FBI in on this case.
The FBI? Oh, now, Lum, we don't want to do that.
I don't know why not. We ain't getting no action this way.
Yeah, well, it just seems like we oughtn't to bother the FBI with a little old something like this, though.
Little old something? You call $800 little?
Well, no, but...
Thanks, it was over $800 they got away with.
Well, we'll track them down. Don't you worry, Lum.
Yeah, but when?
Yeah.
Well, I believe they got away pretty good now. I don't think we'll ever catch them. Might just as well give up the search.
That's a fine altitude. You act like you don't care whether we ever get the money back or not.
Well, no, it ain't that, Lum, but...
Well, I can tell you right here and now that we're going to locate them varmints if it's the last thing I ever do. That Zenora, I'll show her a thing or two. Thought she was so smart, egging me on, trying to get me to spend all that money on her. I reckon when she seen I was too smart for her, she decided the only way to get my money was to steal it.
What did you say about being too smart for her?
You heard me.
Well, Lum, you was the one that was wanting to spend all that money on her. We was all trying to keep you from it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, we was.
Just skip it, Abner.
Well, I think I'd better get back on the job and see if there's anything else I can find out. I'm not going to leave a single stone unturned until I get all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle put back together.
Well, I wouldn't look under no rocks for them.
Yes.
Try and bring in a better report next time, Ben. And if you don't get no clues on them right away, I think we'd better call in the FBI, like I said.
Yes. I'll talk to the sheriff about it. Well, see you fellas later. Good luck with the show.
Yeah, wait a minute, Ben. I'll walk a ways with you.
Good. So long, love.
Yeah, so long, Ben.
Yeah, sure turned off chilly today, didn't it?
How's that, Emmer?
Listen, Ben, I want to talk to you. Wait a minute. Wait till we get a little farther away from the wagon. I don't want Lum to hear us.
I don't believe I quite catch on, Abner.
Well, you will in a minute. Well, he can't hear us now, can he?
Who?
Lum.
Fine.
Ben, there ain't no use for you to search for Zenora and her brother anymore.
Oh? Have you located their whereabouts?
No, but I know they never taken the money.
Oh, I see. Then you found a new suspect in the case. Who do you think our man is?
I know who it is.
Well, fine.
Ben, I want to tell you, it's me.
Yes, I... How's that?
I know that's kind of a surprise to you, Ben, but I can explain the whole thing to you.
Yes. Well, don't worry, Abner. I'll stand by you, and I'll do what I can to get you a light sentence.
Huh?
I'm sure you had a good reason, but unfortunately, the law is the law, you know.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Ben. It's a long story, but I just had to do it. And maybe you can help me get this all straightened out.
I'll do everything I can, Abner, under the circumstances.
You see, when me and Lum joined up with the circus, Lum fell head over heels in love with Zenora, that bareback rider.
Yes, I was aware of that.
Why, she just had him mesmerized. He'd do anything she told him to. Had him all ribbed up to buy a big electric sign with her name on it. And new harness for the horses with imitation diamonds on it. And I don't know what all. Why, he'd have spent every cent we'd taken in on her if we hadn't have stopped him.
Fine.
And the way I stopped him was by slipping the money out of the safe.
So that was your motive for stealing the money, huh?
Well, I weren't stealing it. I was just, transferring it, sort of. I still got every cent of it. And I'm going to give it back to Lum.
Well, that's the thing to do, then. Give it back to Lum, and then this whole case will be solved.
Well, yeah, but...
All the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle will be back in their proper place.
Yeah, but, Ben, what...
However, there's one piece that doesn't quite fit in. If Zenora and her brother weren't guilty, why did they sneak off the way they did?
Because I hired them to. I bought them two horses from them and give them $50 to leave before Lum done something he'd have his regrets over.
Well, my stars alive, Abner. You certainly planned this whole thing out well. Left no stone unturned, as they say.
Well, I just had to do it, Ben.
Now, you're going to give the money back to Lum. Everything will turn out happy, just like in the movies.
Well, not quite. I don't dare just walk up and give that money to Lum. I'm afraid he's going to be awful mad at me over this whole thing if he ever finds out about it.
Well, he's bound to find out about it sooner or later.
Well, not if you help me with this plan of mine, he won't.
How's that?
See, I thought maybe I could give you the money, and then you give it back to Lum, and tell him you catched Zenora and her brother and got the money off of them.
Well, I don't know.
It's the only safe thing to do, Ben, and you know it.
Well, you do have a point there. It's highly possible that is the way to handle it. I'll think it over.
No, let's do it right now. I've got the money hid in that little heating stove in the office wagon there. I'll get it for you just as quick as Lum leaves.
Yes, well, I'll think it over.
No, don't think it over. Wait a minute. Ain't that Lum clean down there by the sideshow tents? Yeah, that's him. Come on, we'll go over in the wagon and get the money right now.
Well, Abner, I'm
not sure...
Oh,
my goodness, look there. Look, Ben, there's smoke coming out of that little chimney there.
How's that?
Out of my way, Ben. Oh, if I just ain't too late. That money was all in bills, and I'll bet it's burned to ashes, every dollar bill of it.
If that money's burned up and Lum discovers who stole it, Abner is going to be in for double trouble.